Hi there. The word for you today is on spiritual adventures. In 1 Corinthians 1 verse 9, reading from the Message, Paul writes, God will never give up on you. Do you think being a Christian isn't exciting? Check out these headlines. Man in desert discovers burning bush that can't be extinguished. Sea opens and thousands walk through in dry land. Giant who threatened a nation killed by teen with slingshot. Jewish girl saves her people from destruction. Three young rebels survive blazing fire. Man brought back from the dead after 4 days. City walls mysteriously fall. Preacher swallowed by giant fish and lives to tell about it. Prophet caught up to heaven in a fiery chariot. Hey, these aren't from the tabloids. They're from Scripture. The word adventure means exciting and dangerous undertakings. And you know what? When you embark on a spiritual adventure, Paul mentions that you can expect God to test your faith in ways you never imagined. The Bible talks about, and I quote, those who through faith conquered kingdoms, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of flames, escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength. John Eldridge says, and I quote, adventure with all its requisite danger and wildness is a deeply spiritual longing written into the soul of man. Moses doesn't encounter the living God at the mall. He finds him in the deserts of Sinai. Deep in a man's heart are fundamental questions that cannot be answered at the kitchen table. It's fear that keeps him at home, where things are neat and orderly and under his control. So, when God wants you to do something wonderful or do something wonderful through you, he has to get you from where you are to where he is. So how about it? Are you ready to embark on a spiritual adventure with God?